We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Almono, who gets mezoinis after her husband dies. She gets sustenance mezoinis from the Yisoimim estate, from the inheritance. She gets mezoinis for that. And the question is, sometimes they don't have money, so what they have to do is sell a property in order to have money for mezoinis. Now, if you sell a property, an expensive property, that's enough mezoinis for 5 years. Maybe by that time she'll already get remarried or ask for a ksuba, and you won't need so much cash. On the other hand, if you sell a very small amount at a time, you're not going to find too many buyers for that. You have to sell it as a fire sale if you sell a small piece of property. So what's the amount of property is proper to sell? So Ketzad Mecheres, starting on top of the Zayim Ralf, Ketzad Mecheres, Om Rav Daniel, Bar Rav Katino, Om Rav Huno, Mecheres Achas Ushnimoso Chodesh. You sell at once for enough mezoinis for 12 months, Velekech Mefarnes Achas Toshim Yoim. But the Lekech only pays every 30 days, pays out the money, and therefore, if it turns out she will not need any more money in 30 days, then you'll stop giving her, and this way she won't be holding on to the money anymore, and you won't be wasting any money. That's the Eitz according to Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda says similar, but he says a little less. Omar Mecheres Shisha Chadashim, you sell enough property that could feed her for 6 months. But like Keach Mefaras Achas, and also you only give every 30 days, you give the money, and therefore she won't, the Yisrael will not lose the money if in a case where she gets married, you won't have to get back the money from what she has because she only gets paid 30 days at a time. We have a brayse that sounds like Rav Huna. It says Mecheres Shnimasa Chodesh. You sell enough for 12 months of mezainis. Lekeach Mefaras Achas Toshim Yoim, and the Lekeach gives every 30 days money. Tanya Kafas Rav Yehuda. We have a brayse like Rav Yehuda. Mecheres Shisha Chodashim. You sell for 6 months at a time. Lekeach Mefaras Achas Toshim Yoim, and they pay every 30 days. So we have a brayse like Rav Huna who said you can sell enough for 12 months of mezainis. You have a brayse that sounds like Rav Yehuda sells enough to sell for 6 months. Omar Meima Hilchasa Mecheres Shisha Chadashim Velekeach Mefarnes Achas Toshim Yoim. We pass in a local Maisa that you can sell for 6 months of property enough for 6 months of mezainis, and the Lekeach gives the money every 30 days. Only Rav Ashila Meima Rav Huna Mai. He's passing like Rav Yehuda. What happened to the Shita Rav Huna? Says he sells for 12 months at a time. I never heard it, which means I don't hold of it. I don't hold the Rav Huna, therefore we pass on the Ark of Yehuda. A new question. Mecheres lemezainis. Halacha is, like we know, we learned already a few times, that you cannot collect from Meshabadim for mezainis. That means if the Yisraelim don't have enough money, but there are people who bought properties from them, and your chayiv comes first. Halacha is for mezainis, there's no lien on the property. But for ksuba, there is a lien on the property. That's the halacha. So he had a shot like this. They had a property. They sold it for mezainis. Mecheres mezainis. Now she wants to collect the ksuba. They have no property left. But the halacha is that meshubadim, anything al-kech bought, is meshubah to her first for her ksuba. So could you collect that exact property now for your ksuba? Mecheres mezainis. Now she taksar v'titra for the ksuba. Could you go ahead now and collect that property for the ksuba? The shaila is totally in what Rav Yosef said. Don't Rav Yosef. Armless are the zovin, achrayas yasme. That means in a case where you have to sell a property to feed the amano or for a ksuba, and there's achrayas on it, there's insurance in it. If someone else collects it, who has to pay for it? Not the amano. Doesn't have to replace it for the lekeach, because the amano is the one who's getting paid for this. It's the Yisraelim's problem. Or beidin is zovin achrayas. Same thing if the Bezdin sells a property. If a bezin sells a property to pay for mezainis or ksuba, achray is a yasme. If someone takes away from lekeach, goes back to the yisaimim. Mat, given the achray is a yasme, tarfa. Since there's a achray is a yasme, so this amana go ahead, collect this for the ksuba. I now lekeach will be out of money. Lekeach will go back to the yisaimim. Say, here's a kain. You owe me back the money. I don't want you. Maybe the lekeach could tell the amana, and he the Christ, the amalek of Israel. You're right, you're not responsible if someone else takes away from me. But a Christ and Avshah, you to take away the thing you sold for yourself, Mila Kabula Kiblis, aren't you Makabalat? So that's the Gemara Shailah. Could you go ahead and collect the property that was sold for Mizainis? On one hand, what's the difference? The mindset's Mishubit to her, and the Mishayim was Mishubit to her Mizainis. The Mishayim's problem to take care of this Kach. On the other hand, something you yourself sold for your own good, could you go ahead and collect that or not? That's the Gemara Shailah. Now, the truth is, we had a very similar shaila before on Dav Tzadik Alpha, and based going on to Dav Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph, where a case where Reuven sold a field to Shimon out of Achrayis, And Reuven went and bought it from Shimon Ber Achrayis. And then the Baal Chayiv came and collected it from Reuven. So there is Machlokes Rav Machama Rava. And Tosfos deals with why isn't that similar to that case over there. And Tosfos says that according to Rava, it wouldn't be a rag. Rava held there that Reuven cannot go and make Shimon pay back the Achrayis there. Because Reuven has a Chayiv, because it's his own Chayiv, that's why it's worse. Mashiach over here, it's not the own Chayiv, it's Yisrael's father's Chayiv, that's why it's Chalak. For those that got it good, if not, I am Tosfos on top of the Amud. I don't want to get so into that. But Kapanim, Argamar Shail is, if she sells it for Mizonis, could she go ahead and collect it for the Ksuba? Amalhu, so he answered, Tanisua. We have a Mishnah, a Braisa. A Braisa says, Mecheres Ve'leches Ad K'tei Ksuvasa. In this Braisa, it says that when they're selling for Mizonis, they're selling a property for Mizonis, the halacha is, you could sell it Ad K'tei Ksuvasa, that you could sell it until the amount of the ksuba, which means leave over for the assignment property enough to pay for the ksuba. The samach law should take the ksuba in order to have something to be samach on to collect the ksuba for. Now, what's the problem? Even if she sells the whole thing from her zaynus, she go ahead and collect. She has a lien on the property. So shmami no shaira in lo shaira loy. Sounds like a good raya. So raya is that you have to leave over property for the ksuba. If not, then there's a problem. So tomorrow, no, it's not a riot. Bilma eitz toiv kamash v'lon lelikru lo hadunis. So maybe eitz toiv kamash v'lon. It doesn't look good for the almana. She sells something for her mezainis. Then a few years later, she goes and takes it back for her ksuba. So maybe it's also eitz toiv kamash v'lon. Tomorrow says no, it doesn't sound like that because in Cain, let the brisa end right there. Listen, goyev ksuvasim anashar my samach lo. It says it should have just said that goyev ksuvasim anashar. What's the extra words that says samach lo, which mashma? The only way she could collect from this property, only if left it over. If not, they didn't leave it over, she would not be able to collect. So coming out of here, Taka, that if she's sold the property from Mizonis, she cannot go ahead and collect it for Ksuba. And therefore, here, Taka, again, as a cast from the Gemara before, the Rami Chama held that Reuven could go collect the Achrayis and Afshay. There it's in a bigger chiddush. And here there's even Reuven's own chayv, and still he can ask back money from Shimon. And here not. Tosfos there says the Teretz. Like upon him, you have to hold the two sugyas shtim. But Lamaisa, what's coming out over here is that if she sells from Mizonis, she cannot go ahead and collect it for her ksuba. So Tamar, new Shaila, this has nothing to do with ksuba anymore. This Shaila has to do with something called Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. The halacha is, if you sell a property with a tanai and the condition doesn't work out, of course the sale is bottled. But let's say it's like an unspoken tanai. So a lot of times it's called Dvarim Shebelev, you have to speak it out. So here we have a story like this. He sold his property because he needed money. He wanted to buy, he heard there's a big sale on masks, and he knew he could make a good deal, and he sold the property, got the cash, and Tommy got to buy the masks that were sold out. He couldn't buy it anymore. He lost his big Amazon business. The shaila is that I had to back out from the sale. I only sold it to get cash. I don't need cash. It didn't work out. Could he back out or not? Tosfos speaks out. He spoke out clearly, b'shas the mecher, that he wants to go buy masks with this money. If he didn't speak it out, then there's a short Dvarim Shalev. Shaila is, when he spoke it out, is that called a Tashima, let's try to bring Raya. Do Gavra, Zavan Aral Rapapa. A guy sold a property to Rapapa. This Rikhle is Rizla Mizventure. He even spoke it out. He said he plans on using the money to buy oxen, starting an oxen business. Lesoif, a plowing business. He wants to buy oxen. Lesoif, let's Rikhle. My said, at the end of the day, he didn't need the money. But Hadrin Ale Rapapa, Rapapa gave back his land. So you see that you could be Chayzer, even without a clear Tanai, just with an Umdana, just with by Gilo Das. So tomorrow it's not a riot. Rav Papa finim v'shuras din udava. Maybe Rav Papa, Rav Papa's big tzaddik. He'll finim v'shuras din. Who said that's the halacha? Let's start bringing around another riot. Toshima, dubat zrusa dahav ben adoy. There was a hunger. The real word means hunger. Really means like this: that there was a major inflation. All of a sudden, the chitim were crazy price, and they couldn't even buy chitim. They couldn't buy wheat to buy make bread. Dahav ben adoy. So zvinu kule amla padanayu. A lot of the people had to sell their houses in order to pay for food. You need food. Food's the most important thing. They sold their houses, their mansions, and they moved into little trailers in order to pay for the food. L'soif, osu chiti, the next day, a bunch of huge stock of chitim pulled in. So it turned out that it was a mistake, the whole thing. They didn't get a chance to buy chitim. They already had cheaper chitim. Amla Rav Nachman, dinu hu dahadri apadanay l'marayu. The halacha is that it's bottled the sale. You give back the palaces to their owners. So what do you see? You see clearly that here they sold it, and it was an umdana that they only sold for that reason. We see a chayzer. So it was not a raya. Hashem nami zvina v'toyus hava. There was pashut a toyus. The gloyim milsa, it turned out the arba b'kuli hava. There was a boat on the way. The boat was 1 day away, and it got stuck. There was high water. They had to go around. And therefore, if he would have known b'shas the mechira that the boat is one day away, he never would have sold it. Here it's a much better case. And it's not a stam umdin adai, he only sold it for this reason. Here, it was based on wrong facts. The chitim was here. The prices were inflated for the wrong reason. It was here. So therefore, it's mechatois. And the marbi's a raya that was talking about that type of case. Yehachi, usually yehachi means a kash, but here it means a raya. Yehachi, I bring you a raya that's talking about such a case. Hayin d'omli Rav Bar Shmuel Rav Nachman, because Rav Bar Shmuel told Rav Nachman, no one's going to buy anything anymore because they're scared they're going to be chayzer. Amalei, ought to call Yehavim Mitzrusa Shricha. What do you mean? Did it happen against the story? The story doesn't happen. Inflation doesn't happen often. I'm like, yeah, in Mitzrusa Rav Nachman Shashichi. It's very often to have this case of inflation. And Rashi speaks out that often happens the boat gets off course and takes an extra day. That happens often. But if it would be a different problem, that the way the inflation changed from day to day was to some kind of nace that some chitim showed up, that's not a normal case. And therefore, if that was the case, you wouldn't say it's Mishra Shichi. So Al-Karchuk, the case over here was that the boat got stuck. It's a riot to that case. It's a Mechatois. So it wouldn't be a riot. But Maisa, even though it's not a riot, what's Halacha Maisa? The Halacha is that if you sell and you didn't need the money at the end of the day, the halach is taka, you could back out on the sale because the umdur muchach, you now sold it if you knew that you weren't going to be able to use the money to buy the schaira, the maisa, you could be chayzer. That's the halach of the maisa.